This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. There is something happening in the city of Boston today that is just so interesting to me that I had not heard about before. They are going to float the idea of changing the way we pay for parking tickets around here, in that it would be income based, the fine that you would pay for your parking ticket,
which is what is already happening with housing.
Mm-hmm.
Even in brand new construction buildings, mm-hmm. it's happening.
Right.
You know,
when I first heard about it, I was like, well, this is ridiculous. And I just like first blush, I'm like, well, that's kind of no. Like, we, you know, if I speed or you speed, we should get the same fine, right?
Sure, sure.
Like, that's if you look at it like that. And then you're like, well, yeah, I get it. If some people can't afford it, like, you know, and then the fines, it can add up on top of it. It could be food off the table for somebody.
I mean, exactly. If your car gets towed, and, you know, that's a lot of money.
Right.
$150 ticket is a...
I got $108 in my car the other day. And, you know, while I was angry about the situation, I'm in a fortunate spot where I could afford that $108 on the spot.
That's not the case for a lot of people.
Right, yeah. Right. So I totally get that. But then I'm also like, well, how far could you go with this? Like, why? So let's just say you're parking down on Newberry Street, right? And you're somebody that doesn't have a lot of money. You have to go down there for whatever reason. Why?
Well, could if you get a spot, then you're lucky anyway. Right. But go on.
Right, right. Why not just have your car identified as somebody that they shouldn't just ticket to begin with? Like, why even ticket that person at all?
Maybe so you're saying put a sticker on your car that you make. I
don't know how.
Income?
Yeah, like how far does it go?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, that's, because
right.
why?
That's embarrassing even, for the person who has it.
Right.
They're not here to judge and make right. the people feel badly. Who
no, I don't know.
I think just, this has more to do with helping those people
right.
than it has to.
But
do.
But why even ticket them at all then?
Like, well, I mean, they. If you're parking somewhere you're not supposed to, I understand still getting a punishment
you should
of
get
sort.
A ticket.
Absolutely.
Right. Otherwise, you'll just do it all the time.
But just not being completely detrimental to them. I mean, a
right.
single mom with
sure.
four children and she's parking at $100 parking. Exactly.
No, I've been there. I've been where I was.
I hardly want to say them. I feel like that's saying.
I know.
No, I'm just. It's,
I'm like me.
There is a great divide in our country of those
sure,
who have and those
right.
who don't.
But there's also I live right near the largest government subsidized housing thing in the Commonwealth in Charlestown, and I roll through that neighborhood sometimes and I'll see cars in there. They're like $40,000 cars. You know, they're getting subsidized, but they're also spending money, you know, people.
Yeah, but that's not your business or our business.
No, I know, but it's something I'd never
yes,
heard of
people
before.
People absolutely skate the system.
Yeah.
All of us do.
Right.
We all do if we can.
Absolutely.
Let's just be honest
sure,
about that.
Right.
But I feel that especially in the city, it's just so damn expensive. If you are working
and they've
there,
just and upped all the fines
and if
too.
That
I don't
is
know if
your
you've
job,
seen that.
Well, I don't hardly drive anymore.
Right.
I take the T everywhere I can
right.
because
right.
of that. But you know me. When we first moved here, I probably had 30 tickets.
Yeah.
I had a lot.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't care.
I didn't
right.
realize they were
like,
that
whatever.
Expensive. Like, the
yes.
only tickets I ever get occasionally is like the expired meter. So it might be $20 or $30 or
$40. $45.
Is that what it is
yes.
now? It's been a while since I've had
I
one.
I just got a ticket at Dorchester. I went to breakfast with my parents after a funeral and I got a $60 parking ticket.
Right.
Yeah. It's no joke.
Right.
It was at 11:30 in the morning on a Friday,
yeah.
and I got a parking ticket.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. Do you think your parking ticket should be the fine should be based on your income?
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah, and there are apparently Kennedy was saying there's other countries that are doing this already.
Finland apparently
right.
is a place you do not want to get a speeding ticket.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
mind you, Finland probably has like 2% crime
right.
in general.
Yeah,
but theirs is income based. So I guess there was a guy who was a Nokia executive, made a lot of money.
Right,
45 and a 30, $100,000.
Wow.
So you won't do
really?
It.
So you won't do it. Do you know what I mean? When the fines are higher, you're not going to do it.
Right.
It's like the hands-free driving. Like Kate Merrill was saying, if the fines are something astronomical, like it's going to cost you $1,000
right.
if you touch your phone and change the music, right. then people aren't going to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It, I mean, they're trying to implement it in New York City right now, which I think is a huge problem within itself. I don't think a lot of people drive in New York City, but
sure.
if they do,
right.
it's not fair for somebody that might live in not so good of a house in Brooklyn
right.
to get the same parking ticket of someone that's living in a penthouse in Manhattan.
Yeah, I've never heard this. Yeah, I never heard this idea floated before. This is just interesting to me. There's so much there.
Yeah, I did some research. It looks like other states, even federally, there's a little bit of that. So
I mean, listen, we pay our taxes based on our income.
We sure as heck do.
And these parking tickets are just a tax. That's all they are, right?
Paying for potholes.
Right.
That's so allegedly.
Please
what if you can work it off? Like, so let's say you don't have the income, but in return, you have to work 10 hours a month at the
RMV. If I could work off my car insurance,
yeah.
without question.
Actually, right?
Done
oh, some
and
sort
done.
Of work program.
Some community service.
Right.
Something
I
like that.
I would do that in a second.
I don't know. Just a thought.
I would do that in a second.
We all should right. all be running this place.
No.
I'm just saying, we've just come up with a good idea, right? So anyway, keep an eye on the news on that. That's something that Boston is considering, that your parking fines when it could now be based on what you earn.
Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.